If you're a colleague or a manager or even just a friend or family member and you notice these things, these symptoms in someone, what's the best way to address it?
The most important way to address it, if you're someone who's seeing this in a coworker or your friend, is to ask them how they're doing. Again, it's that in our work setting, it's rounding on our staff or saying, you know, you are wonderful with patients. You're always at the bedside. You always have a smile. But recently I've seen that you are a little bit sad or you're easily frustrated. So I think that can open up a conversation. But I do want to stress it's so important not to shy away from that conversation and to ask someone how they're doing, really doing. And also kind of normalize the experience that's happened. We're all, you know, kind of had extreme stress over this year. So it's okay for them to feel like they are stressed. What's important, though, is to know that if it goes on for more than 2 to 4 weeks or it interferes with your relationships, your work, or your daily functioning, that's when you really do need to seek some additional care.